Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
This is Sports Horn. More live hours than anyone else. 24 hours a day, 168 hours a week, 8,760 hours a year. Football.
It's a goal!
Other sports.
It's a goal!
News, views, who's going where. Opinions from the pros.
I don't mean to be unnecessarily provocative just to fill airtime.
Authentic noise from the fans.
I've supported the team for 73 years, and I'll be honest with you, it's been a waste of a life.
Time for all the sport. Sound that horn. This is Sports Horn.
You are listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Current bundit.
I'm sorry?
I'm eating a currant bun, aren't I?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, a breakfast pun.
Yeah, there's plenty more where that came from.
That is vintage Ian Five Ankles. You don't get that kind of patter on our rivals network.
No, Jamie O'Hara's too afraid to have fun.
So much to come on the show. You know what? It's 7:01. Let's go to the news with Taj.
Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Wake up with Ian.
You went to the news early, didn't you?
Yeah.
What, you didn't like the current bun joke?
Give me the bun. Give me the bun.
Oh, don't throw it against the wall. Steve Bold baked that. There's a picture of Philip Senderos on the box. How bold he put his heart and soul into
Grow
that.
Grow the fuck up, mate.
All right, why are you so angry this morning? Is it because Drew Fibonacci and Kitty Spink are in Zurich to give a prize at the FIFA, the best football FIFA awards? Is it that, Anthony? Is that the reason? Anthony?
Well, firstly, mate, it's just called the FIFA. It's called It's called the best football FIFA. What is it called? What's it called?
The FIFA Football Best FIFA Awards.
The FIFA the best. No, it's the FIFA. It starts with the FIFA. It starts with the best. The FIFA the best. The awards.
It's the
FIFA.
I think it's the best. What is it?
How have they chosen Drew Fibonacci to present it with Kitty Spink? He doesn't even like football. Give me another bun. Give me another bun from that packet.
I'll tell you why they've gone with him. It's because he's an elite sportsman. He's an F1 driver.
Right, F1 driver. How many times, Ian? He's not an F1 driver. He test drove for F1. He did Le Mans twice, didn't finish. He won a sidecar championship. That's it. No disrespect to sidecars, but I could have done that. I could have done that job.
I think anyone could, to be honest. Anyone can go in the little sidecar, can't they?
Well, I'm not talking about the sidecar.
I mean, I could have
given an award out to the best FIFA, the football, the best
the
FIFA.
The best football FIFA.
FIFA award. The FIFA footballs. The awards FIFA.
Award FIFA awards.
Exactly.
I'll give you your due, Anthony. You do know your football. Do you know what we should do?
What?
We need to make headlines on this show. We need to break the news cycle so that FIFA cannot ignore us. Okay, we need to be top of that footballing agenda here on this show, and then Sports Horn will send you to the ceremony next year with Kitty Spink and not Drew Fibonacci.
That's actually quite a good idea, mate.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, really get people talking about
that's what
about,
we need
do
to do.
PR
raise your
FIFA,
profile,
and then the FIFA will take me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Great. Great plan. Great plan.
Thank
do you.
You
not want to come too?
No, I'm happy watching the ceremonies with Baldy back on his sofa. He loves the music.
Well, that is really kind, mate. Do you know what? That's cheered me right up.
Good.
I'm going to pick those buns up off the floor and I'm going to give them back to you.
Delicious, yeah. So what we're doing today, we are going viral on this show today, Anthony.
Okay, yep.
Also, Kitty Spink will kiss you in a hotel room in Zurich.
Well, no, that's not what this is about, though.
Well.
She's not even kissing Drew Fibonacci, for one, is she?
Well, he's an F1 driver. How could she resist? And you know what they say about Zurich?
What do they say about Zurich?
City of cocks.
City of clocks. Clocks. They make clocks.
Oh.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show, sponsored by Fryer Truck.
The UK's only Robin Hood themed mobile fried chicken van. We corn on the cob from the rich and deliver to your door.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Ian Five Ankles.
And it's a big, 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 huge day today as Sports Horn will be coming to you live from the best FIFA football awards, so that's what it's called. It's easy when it's written down. In Zurich.
City of Cox.
Where we find out who's been awarded the best footballer in the world this year. So exciting, isn't it, Ian? Oh, what a ceremony.
Yes.
Oh!
What a ceremony.
And I say that as a Ballon d'Or fan. It's class.
I know exactly how the players will be feeling today.
Oh, you're an expert. You won LDV Vans Trophy Most Improved Player 3 years in a row, Ian.
A level difficult to sustain. I mean, we can't all be like me and Ronaldo. Whoever wins tonight might only win it once in their entire career. Look at Michael Owen. He won a Ballon d'Or, and look at him now. He's basically a horse with a personality transplant.
Our fresh new outside reporter, Mate Kaysen, is in Zurich. Mate?
Mate, such a privilege to be here as I stand outside the opulent Swiss National Convention Hall /hotel where the ceremony will be tonight. I cannot help but wonder whose dreams will be made. Just like Shakespeare would wonder if he wrote about football. Mbappe, Benzema, Kevin De Bruyne.
Have you bumped into any stars yet, mate?
Sadly not, mate. My press pass won't actually let me access the VIP lounge where they're so honoured and privileged to be breakfasting. I can do nothing but stand outside, honoured and privileged, and wonder whose dreams will be made, in the words of Shakespeare.
Mate, it's Ian Five Ankles here.
Hello, mate.
Mate, FIFA owe me a favour, OK? They once sent me an early test copy of FIFA 09 for the PC, which, when I loaded it up, it put a virus on my computer, and I had to get a new one from Curry's PC World, which at the time was simply called PC World.
I remember when it was just called PC World.
And now it's called Curry's.
Just Curry's,
But anyway, mate.
Mate.
Mate, if you tell them Ian Five Ankles sent you, they'll let you in, no bother. Just get us an interview to go viral with.
Thank you, mate. I'd be delighted, honoured, privileged to give that a go and report further on my go-giving.
Brilliant work there, Ian. Oh my goodness. Mate Kaysen there, who will be soon reporting live from where your Kevin De Bruyne's and your Kylian Mbappe's of this world are eating their breakfasts.
A bacon Mbappe?
I'm sorry?
Well, maybe Kylian will be eating a bacon Mbappe.
A bacon Mbappe.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's another breakfast pun.
Yeah.
That is so good. Yes, Ian.
Thank you.
Yes, Ian.
Yeah. There's more where that came from
as well. Oh, you are listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast. We do have fun on this show. The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Only on Sports Horn. Horning sport from the rooftops.
Well done, Ian. That Mbappe pun as well. Where'd you get that from?
It was good, wasn't it? It just came to me.
Was that just you?
Yeah,
that's just you then?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Just we can tweet that. Let's tweet that.
Yeah.
Let's tweet it.
Let's tweet it. Let's go viral with that.
Yes, 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 yes. What should I tweet?
Just tweet bacon and Mbappe.
Simple as.
Yeah.
Simple as.
Just tweet
right.
that.
I'm going to tweet that. I'm going to tweet that from the account.
You tweet it and I'll retweet it.
Okay. I've tweeted it. I've tweeted that.
Yeah, I've retweeted it. Is it viral yet?
Not yet, no. No.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's loads more where
takes
that came
time. From. Takes time. More where that came
I
from?
I can think up loads more,
okay,
yeah.
Go on. Let's have another.
Mo Salad.
Mo Salad?
Mo Salad, yeah, tweet that.
Okay.
That'll go viral.
Tweeting that. Let's see if that goes viral.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show, sponsored by Fryer Truck.
Forget Robin Hood, it's Robin Good Chicken. Shoplifters will be prosecuted.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Keep on having your say on 75358. Mickey in Hell, sorry, Hull, says, I hope Wayne Rooney slaps Jamie Vardy tonight, just like Will Smith did in the Oscars.
Well,
thanks,
hold
Mickey.
Hold on, it was nothing to do with Jamie Vardy, it was his wife Rebecca.
Well, I'm not sure Wayne Rooney should slap Rebecca Vardy, Ian. That would be bad PR for him. Keep on having your say on 75358. Mike is in Battersea. Hi, Mike.
Hello. So, it's the Puskás Award tonight, isn't it?
It is. It is, Mike. Yes. Puskás is part of the ceremony tonight. Goal of the season is what that section is. Mm. And this year follows every year in that there has been some top goals, even in the foreign leagues.
Yeah. So, what I've done, right, is I've made my own version, and it's called the Puskás Award.
Cats? Oh, that's clever. I like cats.
Yeah, it's cats. So what I've done, cats. I've got a Sabutio pitch, and I've created a stadium around it, and I've borrowed a few cats from my friends and family. I've got about 15 cats now in all, and I've put a little plastic golf ball in there filled with catsnip, and I've recreated the three shortlisted goals as faithfully as possible. And I've actually sent the YouTube link to your producer. I don't really...
And we're watching it now? This is astonishing, Mike!
Well, I never... This, I tell you, this is on another level.
Yeah, it took me 10 days in total to film.
I'm telling you, this should have 1 billion views.
Oh my God, this is amazing. And Mike, no cats were harmed making this?
No, they loved it. Yeah, no, they're all back now with their owners safe and sound. I put it on YouTube, but it's only got... What's he got? It's got 13 views.
Oh, it deserves more. It deserves way, way more. Those cats have done nothing wrong.
Yeah. I think the problem is, Mike, you've titled the video Puskás.mp4,
and not left a description. It's the default video title from your desktop. So it's very unlikely that people will find it. But I tell you what, I think if we put it on the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show YouTube channel, the official Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show YouTube channel, this could be viewed by millions.
Billions, even. We'll be mega. It'll break the internet.
Yeah, Mike, would you be all right for us to do that in exchange for us saying that you made it? No money, but, you know, it's great exposure for you.
Yeah, whatever. Just, do you want to just say it's, yeah, Mike and Patsy?
Yes, yep, great stuff.
Great. Hold on. Hold your horses there, actually.
What's happened?
There's a few bits and pieces in the background on the video. On the table behind, there's some drugs paraphernalia.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Yes. There's a bong on the roof of the stadium.
Oh, yeah, some gear in that, definitely. Can you still use it?
Hold up, is that a syringe?
Oh, come on, don't shot me in, like, it's my own, I'm not dealing.
No disrespect, that's not what we're saying, actually, Mike. You do you, it's just we can't show the video on our channel if it's showing any illegal activity. Could you refilm it, your Piss Cats video, by any chance, without the drugs?
Well, I've given the cats back now.
Oh.
That's a shame. That's a big old shame.
No worries.
That's a shame. There were some cracking goals in there.
Yeah.
I'm confident we would have gone viral with
that. I think so, yeah.
I'll tell you, if that's not an advert against drugs, I don't know what is.
It's a big, 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 big shame. Ian, I'm going to cut you off there because I'm getting word that mate Kaysen is inside the hotel/conference centre in Zurich. Mate Kaysen, mate.
Mate.
Mate. Ian, mate, I am eternally grateful to you. I now have exclusive access to the breakfast buffet and green room of the FIFA, the best FIFA Football Awards.
Mate, that is astonishing. What a situation. Get yourself some reporting done right now. Interview the lads having breakfast.
Vinris Crispius Jr.
Sorry? Okay, and mate Kaysen will be back with a scoop right after this.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Wake up with Ian.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ian, you got her in! Well done, that is amazing! Well done!
Thomas Muller-Rice.
Just stop it!
Declan.
Stop it!
Muller-Rice.
Stop it
brothers.
With the puns, they
brothers.
Haven't gone viral.
Ah.
Jesus, but no, you smashed it. Okay, we got unlucky with the Pusscats Awards, but an interview with a shortlisted player, that's going to go stratospheric. It's viral time.
Anything to get you going to the ceremony next year with Kitty Spink.
Thanks,
Ian. And I'm sorry about the breakfast
Thank
puns.
You, mate. Thank you.
Sergio Hamos.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show on Sports Horn. From dusk till dawn, your horn is Sports Horn.
I'm former Spurs and England goalkeeper Ian Walker, and I...
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Now, we'd all love to know who the best football FIFA player in the world winner will be tonight. But what if you can't wait until the ceremony starts? What if you want to know now? And that is where our next guest comes in.
Hello, boys.
Shit! Oh, Jesus Christ, you scared the life out of me.
Pinocchio is Britain's most popular paranormal psychic mind reader of the paranormal. Welcome, Pinocchio.
Hello, boys.
How long has he been there?
He's been here a while. Pinocchio's new series is on UK Spooky. Let's hear a clip.
Oh, there's a ghost. There's a fucking ghost in here. Fuck. Oh, shit.
Wow. Ghosts.
Yeah, ghosts. Pinocchio, welcome here. You managed to find a ghost in each episode of your show on UK Spooky, and you really don't like
it. No, I hate ghosts.
Yeah.
Anthony, every time I see a ghost or feel one, it's like I'm peering into hell itself.
Do any ghosts make it into heaven?
Well, there is no heaven.
My gran went to heaven.
No, she didn't.
But thankfully, we're not interested in ghosts today. Mm. Oh, no, no, no. Because as a paranormal spiritualist, you have another special talent, one that's more believable than ghosts, and that is psychic seeing. Tell us more about psychic seeing.
Well, psychic seeing is very simply the ability to transport by mind through space and time and look at things that are impossible to look at.
Darren Brown can do that.
Kenny Bollocks.
And Pinocchio is going to do that for us on the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. He's going to go inside the winning envelope of the FIFA the Best FIFA Awards and read the name of the FIFA the Best Football Player of the Year. Are you a football fan, Pinocchio?
Well, Villa season ticket holder since 1990.
Wow. Wow.
Why don't you just go in the stadium in your mind?
Okay. Are you ready, Pinocchio?
Let's do it.
Okay.
So deep breaths.
Right.
Closing my eyes.
So do we close our eyes as well?
You can do it as you see fit. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to keep mine open and just watch you.
Okay. So I'm in Zurich.
City of Cocks.
At the hotel/conference hall.
Okay. Where will the envelope be?
Well, if I know award dues, and I don't really, but I'm guessing it'll be in the jacket pocket of whoever's presenting the award, won't
okay.
it?
Okay, all right, good insight. Find out who's presenting the main prize, if you can,
yes.
If you can,
Pinocchio. Let me just drift over and we go on this computer at reception.
Do you need a password?
It's already logged in, so no. Here, okay, award ceremony production schedule spreadsheet is coming to me. Okay, here it is. It's Drew Fibonacci.
He's an F1 driver.
Sorry, Drew Fibonacci's presenting the main award?
Well...
Right. I think there's got to be a mistake there. Can you just check the spreadsheet again there?
It's on the spreadsheet.
That is an utter joke.
Well, the envelope will be in his jacket pocket. Pinocchio, find his hotel room.
Pinocchio, going into his computer on reception.
Same computer or different one?
Different computer.
Two computers.
You must be really skilled at IT.
Okay, and here we are. Drew Fibonacci is staying in room 1014.
1014. Let's go up there. Let's go up to the room.
Shall I take the lift?
Well, can you just psychic see through the ceiling, mate? We haven't got much time.
I'm outside his room now.
Drift. Yeah, perfect, perfect. Here we go. This is brilliant.
Through the door. And it's a nice hotel room.
I bet it's posh.
Yeah,
I bet it. Tell you what, that's you next year, Anthony.
Oh, thanks, mate. Thanks. Right, find his jacket. It'll be in a Moss Bros suit cover or Moss Brothers. It's Bros.
Moss Brothers.
Isn't it?
I found it. Yes, I found it now. Just turning into the bedroom and so not sure we should be seeing that.
What are you psychic seeing, Pinocchio?
He's in bed with a lady.
Oh
blimey, naughty.
Oh,
Drew,
dear. What does she look like?
She's just get to stop moving. She's blonde,
late 20s.
Yes. She looks like a pretty version of former Aston Villa goalkeeper Nigel Spink.
That's Kitty Spink. That's Kitty Spink who he's seeing.
Yeah, I know, Ian.
He's watching Drew Fibonacci make love to Kitty Spink.
I know, Ian.
He's bonking Kitty Spink.
Is that actually Nigel Spink's daughter?
No, it is. She's
funny and she's clever. Well, she's got a degree in media studies.
Leave the room, Pinocchio Joe. Just leave the room.
What about the envelope?
Leave the room.
Just floating back now.
Float back on down.
Leave them to that.
You are listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Let's have the travel with Angelina.
What was it, missionary?
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
It's my way or the Steve Highway.
I'm former Liverpool and Ireland winger Steve Highway, and sometimes I listen to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Okay, that's me done then. Thanks for the plug.
Thanks, Pinnicky Joe.
Cheers, mate. Boys,
is it okay if I just sit on the sofa out there for 20 minutes, use the Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Cool. What's the password?
Well, can't you just psychic see and find out?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll just psychic see it.
It's a blow, isn't it?
No, it's fine. Oh, fuck's sake. What have we got next?
The seal.
The seal! Yes, the seal! That'll be fun!
Mate
Kaysen, are you there? Can you hear us?
I'm there, mate.
Cool. Have you got some scoops to get us viral?
I have good news and I have bad news.
Right.
The good news is that I have caught up with none other than Kylian Mbappe.
Oh!
Someone who is humble enough to give me 5 minutes of his time, something which is an honour and a privilege to myself.
You've landed an interview with Kylian Mbappe! Oh my God, mate, that is amazing.
Do you know what? I reckon he saw the Bacon and Mbappe tweet. I knew that would
go
viral.
It's a fun pun.
It's a good pun.
The French enjoy silliness. Look at the comedy. They love their food as well.
Oh, they'll eat anything. They'd eat a pig raw if they could.
Sorry, lads, could you just tell me the Wi-Fi password? I'm a bit tired from the psychic seeing.
I mean, it's bacon, all one word.
I'm sorry, mate, but the bad news on this occasion is that the interview will be pre-recorded. Management have asked that it go out on the big, big, big Premier League preview show with Kitty Spink and Drew Fibonacci. It makes sense as they're actually covering the ceremony. I've heard Drew is honoured and privileged to be awarding the top prize himself.
I got you into that breakfast buffet, mate, Kaysen.
Sorry, is it bacon buffet or breakfast buffet?
You'd be outside the venue licking the windows if it wasn't for me, let alone interviewing Bacon Mbappe.
Bacon Mbappe, top.
Leave it, Ian. It doesn't matter. We've got the scoop to end all scoops coming up, and we are back. We're back in three.
So bacon buffet, it doesn't work. Is it all lowercase? Is that
the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
I'm the football horse, and the latest opinions are straight out of my mouth.
Sponsored by Fryer Truck.
Try our signature meal deal. The Sharing Platter of Nottingham. Sheriff Platter of Nottingham. Sharing Platter of Nottingham? I don't know, that's what's written here.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Ian Five Ankles.
Now for something that will cause shockwaves around the world. Ian, do you remember Paul the Octopus?
Of course I do, yeah. Yes. The Octopus who predicted Euro 2008 and World Cup 2010 results even more accurately than Mark Lawrenson.
Well, Liverpool weren't playing in either tournament, so Mark Lawrenson would have found that difficult. But move over, Paul, and say hello to Henry the Seal.
Henry the Seal is a top world-class predictor.
Isn't he? Top of this world.
Top.
Unless you've been living under a rock, you'll know that Henry the Seal predicted the Champions League, FA Cup winners, and even the 2022 Brazilian presidential election.
I think that Seal is more cleverer than I am sometimes. Mm. I didn't even know Brazil had a president. I thought they just had a captain like all the other teams.
And Henry is about to join us in the studio. We have five numbered boxes here, which all contain a dead fish. Sandra's bringing those in. Thank you very much, Sandra. Inside each fish's mouth is a different shortlisted footballer written on a piece of paper. Henry will choose one fish to eat and cough out the paper. Whoever he picks is his prediction to win the FIFA best, the football best player of the FIFA year.
He's here, Anthony. Oh, here he is. Henry is being wheeled in.
Wheel him in. Here he comes. He's been driven to the studio all the way from Braintree Sea Centre.
Oh, a top Sea Centre. And
what
I say that
centre.
As a fan of Battersea SeaWorld. Yeah. I went there with Nicky Summerbee and Nigel Spackman, and we had a terrific time.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Nigel Spackman decided to creep up on a penguin and shout boo, and the staff weren't best pleased. Yeah. But other than that, it was a top day.
Oh, yes. And Henry the Seal has been secured in an aluminium transport box for the journey. Thank you to his handler, Kirsty, who works at the centre. Here she is opening the box where Henry will choose a fish. And
no, he's dead.
He's dead.
He's dead.
He's dead.
Ah, that's a blow.
He has died in transit. Henry the Seal has not survived the trip. That is a cruel blow for the lad.
It's
It's probably Shock, actually. Yep. I'll tell you, Nigel Spackman killed a penguin with Shock when he did the saying boo. These animals, they're easily spooked.
Sorry, is he sleeping? No, Kirsty has reliably informed me that she's checked for a pulse, and we regret to say that Henry the Incredible score-predicting seal has guessed his final result.
That is a damn shame, Anthony. We so nearly had a scoop there. Yep. It looks like you won't be going to next year's FIFA Best Awards with Kitty Spink, and you won't be able to stop her making love to Drew Fibonacci.
I can feel a ghost is in here. I can feel a motherfucking ghost.
Oh, won't we, Ian? Pinocchio Joe, Britain's foremost paranormal psychic, is feeling the presence of something. What is it, Pinocchio Joe?
It's a fucking seal.
Oh.
There's a ghost of a fucking seal in here. Oh, Jesus Christ, I hate this.
Now we're cooking with gas.
The recently deceased Henry's soul is floating about the studio. Which box is it heading for, Pinocchio? Which box?
It's floating like a fucking sea snake over to box three.
Box three.
Shall I get a net or something?
No, it's over to box four.
Come on,
Seal. I know you just died, but just get your act together.
Ian, just open up box three. Pinocchio Joe?
Okay, here we
box
are. Three. I'm opening it up. There's a dead fish in here.
Not a fucking ghost!
That's right. Well, no, the fish has been dead a while. It died yesterday. Now rip the fish's head off, Ian. There should be a bit of paper stuffed down its gullet.
I have to say this is foul, Anthony. I'm gutting the fish as we speak. I found the paper. Here it is.
Unroll the paper. What does it say?
It says...
Drum roll, please.
It says... Erling Haaland.
Erling Haaland. Erling Haaland, the dead seal has spoken. Erling Haaland is our prediction for the FIFA Best Awards Best Player of the Year.
Can I put the fish down now?
Please do, I can't stand motherfucking ghosts.
You are listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Coming up, Carl Court's Caught Short. In our new quiz, get more questions right than Carl Court, and you'll win all the toilet paper in his house. It's right after this.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. One Ian a day keeps the doctor away.
Pinocchio Joe, can you coax Henry's ghost back into the transport container? There's no way we're having a dead seal as a ghost here for fucking ever.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to clean up these fish guts with Carl Court's toilet paper.
Sports Horn is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.